Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Fallout Roundtable. This is a place where diverse individuals discuss various topics from the Fallout universe. Join us, the conversation has already started.
Welcome to another episode of the Fallout Roundtable. I am your host, as always, Maverick. And today, it's just Sassy Lady and Jaxus with me tonight, or today. And for those people out on Twitch, we are live. First episode live. It took us forever. We got it.
And if you guys look at the bottom, you can kind of see right here that my green screen is not like working like it normally does.
It's not.
I'll eventually figure that out and fix it. But just ignore the fact that there's stuff back here. See, you can see the teddy bear.
Oh, what a cute teddy bear. You should just like let that show off.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Well, anyway, guys, if you
watch us on YouTube, now you know this is not really Jaxus's cool office.
Right. Okay, go ahead and do your thing. I'm sorry, we didn't mean to interrupt you, sir.
Oh, thank you, guys. Before we get started, as you know, we're now on Twitch, streaming on Thursdays for these episodes now. For everyone else, we still got our YouTube channel, The Fallout Roundtable, or Fallout Roundtable. It's still our same brown logo. We have Twitter.
In case you don't know, it's this logo.
Yeah, in case you don't know, it's that logo. We got stickers now.
There we go.
It's sticky.
I'm sorry. There we go.
Let me take the plastic off of it. Maybe that'll help.
We got stickers now. And I'm all still congested. But beside the fact, Twitter, at FalloutRTB. You can send us a tweet there. See what you want to do. And our email, FalloutRTB@gmail.com. Send us an email over there. Woo! So tonight, we have a very special episode. Very topic that came to our minds very last minute, to be honest.
We're still working on it.
We're still working on it.
Did we get a topic?
Yeah. Yes, we did. We got a half-baked topic. It's not all the way there yet. But we'll get it.
We should just call this show Half-Baked.
Yes! Half-Baked.
Not for the reason.
Rebranding.
This is the Half-Baked episode.
Because, yeah. We're not really.
Today we're going to talk about, should there be more vehicles, or Bethesda bring in more vehicles into the Fallout series, such as ATVs, motorbikes, mounts such as mutated horses, ride the Brahmin,
something cool.
That's right. So who wants to begin the discussion today?
I can say stuff, you know, and stuff.
Stuff.
So, like,
yeah.
All right, so we don't really have anything that we can actually ride or get into and fly around and do stuff that like that.
We're,
in
we're
the
just
game
gonna discuss it. This and we're just gonna have fun with it today. It's Absolutely. Our very first our first live episode. So you're gonna see everything.
Yeah, we're used to being able to just like fight, you know, cut this out where we have long silences and we're just like so
they don't really do it that badly. They're just thinking that they do because I actually edit most of it.
And when I listen to the playback, I have it like cut out the silences on my playback thing.
Yeah,
so. I don't know where they are because it skips them.
They're here now. But if you guys like later on want
to
watch,
get to enjoy them,
watch or listen, actually, because we're still going to have YouTube videos that pop up on our YouTube channel. And
tons of content.
The
there.
Actual edited content that will be put in podcast form. But for right now, we're in a live stream. And well, you know, we're just here to shoot shit, see what falls down.
We're everywhere now.
Hell yeah.
Well, this is about as live as we're going to get, because like you can talk to us. Oh, hey, it's Suliar.
He can't stick around, though.
Actual people here.
Oh, well.
Actual people.
That's good, because like I'd rather be able to. Do we have. I got to be able to see.
He's not sticking around, though.
Nah, he's.
I can't see the chat.
But anyway, let's get into our discussion.
Right now.
I get we're live. Now. We have to we're live, but we got to get into our discussion. Let's
okay,
well, talk
we
gotta
stop
vehicles.
Talking about getting into our discussion. Just get into our
Thank
discussion.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Like I was saying before, and tell everybody lost their minds. So we don't have any like actual rideable mounts or vehicles of any kind. And now, mind you, I'm sure that was part of the design to begin with, but we're getting into Fallout 5. So once we get into Fallout 5, I think that would be cool to have some more of transportation. Now, mind you, it could be kind of hokey pokey and not super fast, kind of still take you a while to get across so that you like real time kind of, you know, your vehicle can only go 30 miles an hour.
Or like, you mean like, why can't we ride the 80 million bicycles that are all over Fallout 76? Right,
dude, get on a bicycle and then like, you know, you pedal and you actually have a stamina that breaks down. So after you get to your action points or whatever, you've got to like stop, take a breath, let your action points build up, and then you can ride at a higher speed. You know what I mean? You can still pedal.
Yeah, but... it'd be like running versus walking or something, or like maybe thing, like marginally running faster.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Well, because you know, rubber rots over time, and your rubber tires aren't going to be that great. So maybe you have to stop and put some more air in them. I don't know.
But it also creates a new element to the game.
It does.
In the aspect of finding fuel. So if you've got to
That'd be a great aspect.
You know,
or like
what I mean?
Fixing up the motorcycles, and then you have to find fuel to fill up your gas tank.
You got to think of it this way. Everything's nuclear powered, right?
I don't think the motorcycles were they?
I don't
they
know.
Blow up? I don't know.
Well, and at the same time, maybe they figure out how to make standard combustion engines. I mean, there might not be gasoline fuel, but maybe they figure out a way to utilize other things for fuel sources. You know,
like more nuclear.
Well, it's either nuclear, like they were able to use the same power sources that they use inside power armor.
Yeah. You know, you could use the power cores. You could jerry-rig something.
Well, and just create something where that's a viable asset, you know. I think that would be a way to go with that.
Texas, we can't hear you on stream.
They can't hear me on stream.
No. Oh.
I just checked. Can't hear you.
Oh, how come I can't hear?
It says you're muted, but I know you. Well, they think you're muted, but I know you're not. Because I can hear you.
Oh, anyway. All right. Let me see.
So he's not muted because we can hear him, which is weird that y'all can't, because we can hear him.
Yeah,
we can hear him just fine.
Really strange.
We're just trying this out for the
progress.
First time, man.
We're working on it, dude.
You
chill out.
We're
working on this.
So we're getting there. So thank you for the feedback that so that we can work on it.
Yeah.
React.
Dude, will somebody pick up where I left off and like discuss something so, in regards to vehicles.
So basically, what? Yeah, he was just saying, I guess, in response to like things I was talking about, he was talking about like we needed to introduce like another mode.
Fuel source.
Can you hear me now?
Another mute. I'll wait for somebody to tell me. Another mode to the game. He asked if you could hear him. So give us some feedback if you hear Jaxus. Okay.
Test, test, 1, 2, 1, 2.
But he was asking if what he was talking about was my brain's everywhere right now. Sorry, guys.
They can hear you, God, dude.
Yes, they can hear you.
Okay, excellent. Hey. So hello.
Recap what you said because my brain's not functioning. And I can't.
Hi. Oh, huh? Oh, sorry.
Recap what you said because my brain's not working.
Yeah. Okay, fine.
Recap it.
So
recap
what I was getting at is that the fact that we don't have any kind of like rideable mounts or anything. And so what I was thinking would be a really cool thing is one, she brought up the idea of utilizing the bicycles and having it where like, you know, when I was thinking, well, to make that viable, it would be the same thing as like running in the game. So when you are pedaling the bicycle, you can go at faster speeds for a short period of time till you run out of action points. When those
are you talking about how they do it like in GTA?
Or how, 7 days to die, or
yeah, you know, or or any one of those types of games.
But for people that don't play other games, right. My point being is when you run out of stamina, your speed slows down. You don't stop, but you slow down to a particular.
You get
speed.
Tired, man.
Yeah, exactly. So
yeah, like running around in Starfield.
Other than that, you could get like. So yeah, we were thinking exactly. Like the motorcycles and like other vehicles. Maybe we be able to incorporate a way of like they redesigned the vehicles, you know, in the wasteland to function utilizing the power packs that they use for power armor. So that would be your fuel sources. That way those would be more. I mean, think about how many of those things you find and then you only use so many of them. Well, I think it'd be another way to do that and maybe find do we have a way to refill them? Or do they just get tossed? I can't remember.
The fusion?
Yeah.
Cores? Yeah. If you bought the fusion core regenerator thingy mabobber. Yes.
Okay. So yes.
If you didn't, then there's not. But you, I think you can. Can you make them? Yeah.
Well,
you can make them at the power station.
You're talking about 76 when you're referring to that, right?
Yeah. 76. Yeah. I don't remember
so,
if
I mean,
we
going
could
into
four.
Fallout 5. It may be a different kind of element that we're be able to use there. I'm kind of curious of what people's take is on that. And if they have an opinion, we have real-time people.
Real opinions.
I know, which
let's go.
Which is pretty cool because normally don't. A nuclear power bike might as well have an Acme rocket. Now that would be cool, wouldn't it? I mean, why not? I would ride a rocket. You know what? But, you know,
Acme rockets,
you know, because we always said like there's cars everywhere. And why wouldn't somebody like fix up a car and drive it around? It's like, well, yeah, why wouldn't they?
Like, why can't anybody be mechanically inclined?
Well, because you see people like occasionally you see like people like working on cars. But the thing is that the roads are such crap that it wouldn't matter whether you had a car. You can only drive it so far before you basically can't anymore.
So
like motorcycle
another
or something like
that game
would be,
that we could actually do is where people actually
it'd be another skill. It'd be another skill set
to fix the roads.
Do.
Yeah. I mean, something
right. Like, oh, here's your new job. Go fix the roads. Yeah. I mean,
woo,
but that's part of the rebuilding process, right? Because, you know, to connect communities and things, you would have to build roads.
Well, that or if going under the assumption this is going to be a first player game of
under
single
yes,
player
that's
game.
Yeah.
That being the case,
well,
you would
right,
probably
but still you that? Did it in Fallout 4. You connected communities with your trader routes,
right? So yeah. Utilizing the other people like you did to mm-hmm. have like go work on your
right.
farming and whatnot. You
yeah.
could actually
your NPC
delegate
settlers.
People to go work on the road yep. systems.
Yeah,
so that might be a viable thing to do.
Your NPC, yeah, because sometimes you had more NPCs in the settlement than you needed to do right. things, and was like, go be a guard, go be a guard. You didn't really need them, but it was like, what else were you gonna do with the person? You could say
something like that.
build roads between here and Timbuktu, and then you go build roads over here, and eventually Timbuktu. We'll have this nice network of roads and towns, and it'll be amazing. And then we'll have cars. But what I see is, so the world has been destroyed, and we're all kind of like back in time, figuratively, I guess. We won't necessarily have all the luxuries that we have now. It'll kind of be back in like, I don't know, like pioneer times-ish. So I was thinking animals. Like, you know.
Oh, like using Brahman, actually.
Yeah.
That was the other thing I was thinking is, why can't we have a Brahman?
I mean, there's pack Brahman all over the freaking place. Why can't
So why not use them as a way to actually carry more material?
Or pull a wagon.
Yes, but they'll kind of be slow, you know.
It'll
slow you down a bit,
yeah.
But you get an increased carrying capacity.
It's like having an oxen or something pulling in your wagon. I mean,
what do you think of mounts there, Mav?
Mounts, in my opinion, are a great idea. Because Bethesda already, in other games such as, you know, like Skyrim or Elder, they have the concept in the game, and it can create some funny moments too, with all the Bethesda patented glitches that are out there. But
they're features; they're not glitches.
No, I'm sorry, I misspoke. They are features. Make great content on YouTube. It just works like that. But I do agree that, you know, why can't we do all that Brahmin? The Brahmin's just there. Why can't we kind of like Minecraft it and make a saddle and just plop it on there and be like, I'm going to ride you now.
Why not? Right?
Pretty funny visual there.
I'm going to ride you now.
Thank you for showing it again.
yes, we're
comment in the chat says, I want to ride a death claw.
A death claw. Now, maybe. So if let's say you get a death claw and you train it. All right. You could possibly. Well, there is an ability.
You can do that.
There is ability to like make them friendly.
We know
right?
that you can have intelligent death claws. We already know
that.
Yes. Okay.
We have made this abundantly clear.
And then we can possibly utilize them as a mount, ride them on the back of them.
Why not?
That'd be pretty
like piggyback style. But you know what I want? I want to ride a freaking dragon. I'm sorry. I want to ride
a crate.
Scorch beast.
Yeah, scorch beast.
And ride a dragon.
dealing with the time frame, are we going to be dealing with Scorch Beast, you know?
Yeah, it's hard to say because we don't know where Fallout 5 is going to be.
Right.
Yeah, we don't know because the Fallout TV show is coming out
bring
after.
Something to 76 that we haven't seen before.
think the TV show would, you would hope that there'd be vehicle. Well there are vertebrates
here is a... Same
well, yeah, there's vertebrates all over the place, and there's a dirigible of some sort in the TV show.
That's cool.
There was another announcement made about the TV show, just to pop that in there. There will be.
Maybe we should take a break then, and then we can go into
fine.
That.
Cut me off. That's fine.
I don't try not to.
Maverick's got something against television shows. Like,
I don't know.
Not always.
Hives.
yeah. I'm just breaking out at this point.
It's like having like, hives. They mentioned TV. I'm melting.
Exactly.
All right, so let's go ahead and take the break real quick, and when we come back, we'll get back into our weird discussion because that's it. We're weird. All right, one,
we
two,
are weird.
Yep. Hi, welcome to Three Count Thoughts. Let me introduce the crew real quick.
Hi. I'm Maverick Stone.
I'm Romer.
And I'm Jaxus. Join us as we talk all things wrestling. Each week, we'll take a topic from the wrestling world
knock it around a bit, and then go over the week in wrestling from a strictly fan perspective. We can be found on all major podcast catchers. We can also be found at Three Count Thoughts on both YouTube and Twitter. Or you can send us an email using threecountthoughts@gmail.com. Okay, are you ready?
Ring the bell.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed our little commercial for a moment there. And for everybody down the stream, now you know what happens when we hit pause.
Pause.
Actually, that was a really long break. Usually we hit pause for like 30 seconds.
Yeah. Sometimes it's in and out, you know. Yeah.
Yeah. But we're like, pause. We're back.
Well, now we got we can chit chat with in the chat room from time to time. So it's actually kind of fun that way.
We can have a fun break.
And I'm like this all the time, it seems like.
Yeah, well, he does sometimes with his hands a lot. I think he's just overly excited.
And, he is very excited. Yeah. He's like a kid. He's like, yay, we have something new.
He's doing jazz hands and stuff, man.
Jazz hands.
So we were talking about vehicles and mounts, and I was like really interested in like, what other kind of mounts do you think we could be able to use? I mean, do you really think a Myalurk would make a very good like mount?
No.
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 Yeah.
Flat off that back. Unless you got like, it does have a hard shell, so maybe you could like hammer a seat onto it.
What about a gulper?
And the ride around.
Hold on, I need to see a picture of this. How you spell?
Those are the ones that like hang from their tails in trees. So I'm gonna say no.
Wait, the gulpers?
Yeah.
Aren't those the ones from, and that's the long lizard looking dude with the front mouth,
they
right?
hang from their tails and trees.
They do? I didn't even notice that. Oh my God.
Go in the mire. Go to Gulper Lagoon and you'll see two or three of them hanging from their tails in the trees.
Oh you my gosh.
My only real experience with those is being in the, what is the name of that one event where you're in the barn area and
the Moonshine Jamboree.
That's it.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Because they're all over the place there. But like if Moonshine Jamboree's not going on, they're like, go kill gulpers. Always go to Gulper Lagoon. There's always four. And usually there's at least two hanging in trees. Because people have been like jump scared by them because they're just like walking around in the mire and don't see anything on the ground because, it fell out of a tree on top of them.
Oh, I died.
You died?
No, not. I was just going along. Died.
Okay. So what other mounts do you guys think might be actually viable then?
In like 76?
I feel like there's a lot
more stuff in 76 than there is in other. I mean, obviously, like you can't ride the little animals because you squish them. wolves and feral dogs and
I mean there are some big wolves out there.
Maybe you could make a sled dog out of a wolf.
That'd be awesome.
What about utilizing like geckos as to pull carts? They're fast. What if you had like 10
oh my god, they are fast.
You know what I mean? Uh-huh. What if you had like 10 of them in front of like a cart, you know? Like horses.
Mush gecko, mush.
Or like a sled, like Santa Claus in the snow, in the sand. You know what I mean? A Santa sand sled. That would be kind of actually.
You can do that with your Scorch Beast.
That would be a cool Christmassy thing to do. You know, put a bunch of geckos, put a red nose on one of them. That would be fun. Oh.
Now there are rad deer, rad stags.
Totally.
So, you know, obviously.
Deer, you could be like the Ice Queen in Narnia where she rides one in.
Yeah.
You went there.
Well, there's albino rad stags too, so
am I saying his name is it Raz Grizz? I can't read a name very well. Is it Grizz or Giz?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so sorry about that, Razgris. I am blind, but I don't want to sit here with my glasses on because then I become like 20 years older instantly.
Because there's something wrong with glasses.
Bras grease.
Yeah, it makes you look like a total nerd. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's okay. Pronounced Rosgrees.
Rosgrees.
Okay.
Grease. G-R-I. Like, easy. Grease.
I'm so
grease,
terrible.
Probably grease. Like, I'm trying to think of a word that, yeah. Rosgrees.
Rosgrees, 723. So he's saying like a chariot. That's cool. Actually, that would be kind of cool. Oh, dude, can you
I like
imagine?
The dog slide
idea. You know, like the Roman chariots.
Yeah, can you imagine the Legion using a bunch of, like, chariots? You know what I mean?
Oh, now that would be cool. They'd be all over that. Oh, they should use geckos, too, to, like, drive those things around.
That's what I'm saying. They could pick up some that would be awesome.
Oh, yeah. That'd be pretty cool.
What else could we do with that? I wonder.
Could we do with that?
Well, all right, so you got the planes in the airport and stuff. Yes, Jaxus, dude, you're muted again.
Are you sure that's no? That was up in the beginning.
No, you're good.
That was the beginning.
I'm sorry.
Don't
I got
scroll back.
I accidentally scrolled back. I guess I'm okay. No, you're okay. I'm okay. Yeah, okay.
I'm okay. Okay, you're okay.
Okay.
It's a book.
So I remember there was a DLC where we had an airplane. Actually, I acted in that one. I was the doctor.
Is that out yet?
That one out? Yeah, it's been out for a while. Yeah. Was it Havasu Blues?
Because it's in Vegas, right? New Vegas?
Yeah.
New Vegas.
Yeah, I think it's called Havasu Blues. And
download mods for that.
I play the doctor in that one, which is Dr. Martinez. And then in that one, they have it where the lead character gets in an airplane and the airplane crashes, but they're actually physically able to get into a plane and fly. So it's viable to reproduce some of the airplanes. I'm trying to think of a way that factions can have vehicles of their own on top of just Brotherhood of Steel's got their transports. They've got, you know, the Vertibirds. Those are all ones that already are in the game. All you got to do is make them usable. Now, what we could also do is make it, this kind of ties in. You remember when we did that one podcast a while back? I don't remember which number it is. If you're listening right now, you guys might want to go back and check some of our older episodes.
Roll back.
You might find something. Yeah. And
flashback.
We were going in and we were comparing Fallout to other games. And I was thinking of doing one where it was like, kind of like a StarCraft kind of.
Oh, yeah. No. I was just listening to this one. I know what this one's all about.
Okay. So you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about
having vehicles
and mounts and stuff like that that you're able to. And it was at the time I was thinking of top down type of element. But if we were to insert this into Fallout 5, you would have these other elements. Like you would go and let's say you're with the raiding groups and they'll have their different types of vehicles of junk put together to make it work kind of thing. You know what I mean? An old broken up Brotherhood of Steel transport that's been modified and turned into a raider vehicle. You know, I could just see so many different opportunities there that they're missing out on. By if you put vehicles in there, you could expand on the map sizes. You know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's how they get around to the expeditions now, is you take the vertibird. It's the same vertibird that you take to the pit that you take to Atlantic City.
Right, but we're talking 76. I'm trying to refer to what's coming up.
Yeah.
I would think.
Well, because we always take a boat anytime we leave. Like in Fallout 3, we took a boat.
Mm-hmm.
Fallout 4, we took a boat.
Right.
We always take a boat to go to a different place. And then
why are we never in the water? I mean, that would be a cool element to add to the game.
Like a boat. Well, maybe we have a boat. Why can't we have a boat?
Why can't we drive to an island or something, you know?
I mean, in Fallout 4, there is an island.
Someone takes us to an island or something. But why can't we have a boat?
In Fallout 4, you guys are forgetting.
Three, because there's a boat that takes us away in both games.
No, no, there's an actual island in Fallout 4 that you have to walk to.
Really?
Spectacle Island, yeah.
Yeah.
So, on these islands...
Yeah, you gotta swim out there.
Well, so if you got Fallout 5 and you have the ability to actually have a boat or actually be out on the water for a while, like there's so many expansive elements they could add to this stuff. You could turn that, you could use concepts of the game Raft and put that into Fallout.
I mean, you could do a spinoff game just on that alone.
You could, but why bother? I mean, I would just.
Anybody would mods a boat for.
There is. I have seen them on the mod servers. Being a mod guy myself,
yeah,
I have seen it. Actually, working boats. No, there are some
cool. I mean,
there are some submarines you can drive that people have done.
Like Rez. I'm gonna call you Raz. Rez, right?
Razzle dazzle. Sorry,
like razzle dazzle. I'm so bad, I swear. I'm going to call you Raz.
Gliders.
Unless it pisses you off, you have to let me know.
I said gliders. Yeah, if you don't like it.
Gliders would work. But Boomers rebuilt a B-29 bomber. That's a, you know.
Would not surprise me.
That's a huge transport. You know? So, that's kind of where I was going with the boat thing. So, like, if you were able to, like, you know, mind you, you may not be able to find a ship. Or you will, maybe you can find a ship. But if you were able to do so, you could utilize that as like a base of operations to move around and have the waterways another avenue that you could utilize and use it where you could drop like your land vehicles from that water base and be able to like travel on land. But you have that as a transport, you know. I mean, this is, I could see so many building opportunities, you know.
So many.
My only thing is limits. You know how you have limits in building size and, you know, capacity.
Yes.
So
yes, there's always building. Don't get me started about it.
I'm sure they could find a way to balance that, but you know, I don't know. What do you think, Mev?
I to be honest, I like the submarines, the boats, the all the water features, the island, because I always had, going back to Spectacle Island, I always had fun time there building stuff because it was basically empty. So I would build like a big old base out there. It'd be my home.
Well, I would think you could finally do your pirate shanties.
Yes, my pirate shanties.
There you go. You got a whole pirate island, and you can have boats, and you can have forts, and all kinds of stuff.
You know, I actually forgot about my pirates for like 2 weeks. And then
you've been talking about pirates for so long. You know, multiple versions of the podcast. You know,
multiple versions.
Maverick has brought up the idea of having pirates in the game, and you know, and he's like,
yes, because raiders could be pirates. It's a different version of a pirate.
Yeah,
and no one understands that. Okay, it's a stepping stone. It's a stone or a boulder I will stand on, or a soapbox I will stand on, and I will die on this sandbox.
Like, where are you going with this, dude?
I will die on this hill because I still think that there could be raiders that are on the ocean, like on boats.
Technically, portraying
as pirates, but we never see them in game.
Well, we kill them in game. I did anyway.
They're all dead. Yeah,
I killed them. Yeah, and the leader was a synth.
That's right. Okay, never mind.
Well,
yeah, you remember now.
Gingerino's going to say that we're all synths, so, you know.
Yeah, Gingerino's going to say
that's because he sided with the Institute. Because he had to.
He ate too much taco.
Because his game was bugged.
because his game was bugged. I remember that.
He couldn't turn his quest in to anybody else, so he had to side with the Institute. Whether he wanted to or not.
Yeah, whether he wanted to.
Yeah, that was so long.
Raiders are pirates on land. You are correct.
So other than vehicles, what else do you think we should try to, like, what do you think should be?
Planes, trains, and automobiles. We don't.
Yes, like, planes.
I mean, there's trains everywhere.
I wonder if there's a way to get.
Why can't we get them rolling? At least the little pump cars.
Well, okay, okay. Going to subway systems.
Those are tougher because of they're collapsed in so many places.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say. Yeah, especially in Fallout 3, they're collapsed in like multiple places.
No shortage of bombs in the game.
Right, but above ground, why not? Unless it's like the L.
That'd be
cool
if you were able to like rebuild. Like, I mean, because there are trains, you know.
Uh huh.
No, they're all over 76. There's train tracks everywhere in 76 because you've got
with trains. Everywhere. You know, there's engines
with trains.
There's
train cars.
Together. Yeah, because there's actually cars. Parts in 76 where the remnants have gone through, and we've done mock missions where we rebuilt that, and you know, not to mention there's jeeps all over the place.
Yeah. Yes, that was another thing.
Jeeps everywhere. And tanks. I don't know how easily we'd be able to get the tanks moving, but the jeeps should be pretty easy considering that they're just like and you literally put them back together with baleen wire and some chicken.
I mean, the
string.
Biggest problem that I would see is, like I said, rubber rots over time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so tires might be an issue, but maybe people can get creative alternative and find ways. Some other thing. Yeah.
Well, what you could do,
like,
is,
if you don't care about suspension and a nice soft ride, you could just come up with some other material to make a tire out of.
You can melt that down and recreate, you know, you can take rubber back to a liquid form. So from doing that, you could reform those things in molds and then actually just rebuild tires.
Right.
It would be a process, but it can be done.
Yeah, I'm sure somebody's smart enough to figure it out.
Oh, I'm sure too.
Because you see tires everywhere, and they should, you know, that way you just gather them up and recycle them. And yeah.
Raiders are pirates on land. Of course, we go back to that one. I missed that part.
Don't get me started about that, Tim.
Oh. Nope. I'm hitting the wrong buttons here.
Planes, trains, and automobiles.
Yeah, planes, trains, automobiles, but like,
what planes wouldn't we do?
I mean, you see in like what? Okay, let's just take Fallout 4 and even Fallout 3. We see like biplanes and other warplanes in museums or.
Yeah, why not?
Heck, in 76, they're sitting in people's front yards. There's biplanes sitting in people's front yards.
I mean, yeah, of course, but I'm just saying, you know, where are you going to find the parts to fix it?
All over the wasteland.
I was going to say, like, everywhere. I mean, it depends on what you need specifically.
Yeah, well, but, I mean, and then that could be a quest, you know.
It could be.
It would be the new water chip, man. You know, how do we get the part to fix this tank so we can... get through? I mean, it's just like how they would. Didn't we have to find parts to help rebuild the Titan robot dude?
Liberty Prime.
Yeah, right. So we had to rebuild Liberty Prime.
We did,
which took them forever. But look at the massive scale of that thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think we can put the plane back in the air.
Because I mean, if you go to Morgantown Airport.
There are some planes.
The Charleston Airport. There are some planes.
Yeah.
Biplanes in the hangars there.
But you gotta clear out all the super mutants though.
A ton.
Right.
That's XP farming. That's fine.
Yeah, it is, but it's hard for a person like me who doesn't have ammo.
Why would you not have ammo?
Because I'm don't play.
Because you literally, the game hands it to you now. Because I mean, back in the days when it really was hard to get ammo.
Yep.
Speaking from somebody who's been playing since the beginning, back when we had to like all make our own ammo from scratch and find all the components.
Fun times.
Yes, back in the hard times. Now they just hand it to you because they give you the ammo you need for the weapon you're using to pick off of your whatever. It's easy to get ammo now.
Well, it is in the
just go to a big event, carry your gun, and just pick it all up.
Like, well, they can just be like, pop, 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 pop. Oh, ammo. There we go. There we go.
When you get into Fallout 5, it could be a completely different thing. It all depends on what they choose to do, because they could make it where you're constantly having to find ammo and make it really hard. You know,
but in 76, like, you don't have that excuse.
Yeah, they could roll the wheels back and make it a lot harder. You know, a lot of things different.
And I was thinking about it the other day because, you know, there's noobs that come in, like, different Facebook groups and stuff. And they're new to the game and they're like, well, how do I do this? And da 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 da. And then I think back, like, geez, wow. You know, the game has changed so much. It is very new player friendly, which I think is good.
It is.
Because, but... you know, and the thing is, like, I think, you know, even for new players, like, playing 76 first is a good way to probably get their feet wet if they want to go play another game, like, if they're new to the franchise. Yeah. Because, A, so many people in 76 are helpful. They can learn, they can get things that they need, they can get help that they need and learn how to do things. And then, you know, you go play, like, different Fallout games, like 3, New Vegas, 7, or 4, or whatever, and you're like, it's totally different, you know, because you have to do all that stuff on your own. Nobody's there to give you things. You got to figure it out on your own. But you know the game mechanics for the most part, because you've learned it's basically the same as what 76 teaches you. Okay. Loot and scrap.
Holy
scrap. Everything.
Holy scrap.
Holy scrap. That's right.
Holy scrap. We should put that on a t-shirt. We should put that on a t-shirt. Holy scrap.
I was thinking about that the other day because I was looking at a t-shirt site and I'm like, what are all the things we keep saying we're going to make t-shirts out of? And I can't
gorilla
forget. I
know style.
The one was Gorilla style. I remembered that.
Gorilla style. There's a couple quotes from a couple episodes.
I kind of don't remember what we did that for, actually. You know,
the gorilla style.
There we go.
It was one of our beginning episodes.
That's when we were doing factions versus factions.
That was like one episode.
That was like first or second episode.
The second episode, man.
Like where that came from, because I said that
you said it.
I said
it. Gorilla style.
I couldn't remember what guerrilla warfare was, so I said they were gorilla style.
That is jawsome. All right, what are we at here? So we are at, we can go ahead. We're gonna go ahead and stop the podcast portion of this and say goodnight for tonight. So real quick, let's go ahead and say goodnight, everybody.
Good night. Good morning. Oh, yeah, we did. Morning. I did. Yeah.
Okay.
I did this morning, but in case you didn't hear, we're on YouTube. You can look us up, Fallout Roundtable. We have a Twitter at FalloutRTB, and we got an email, FalloutRTB@gmail.com.
He's getting good at this.
All right, yeah.
It's getting scary good now.
Yeah, no kidding, right? So just so everybody knows, this is our very first stream, and we're adding that into the podcast portion of things. Today was a little chaotic, but that's because we're getting our feet wet in a new...
We don't know what we're doing.
First thing.
Normally, if you listen to our podcast, we kind of have it structured to where we actually have something that we have set up ahead of time. We've done some research or whatnot, but I kind of dragged things on trying to make it where we could do this right here live for you guys so you can have some
this
fun.
This was fun. If
you guys want to see us in the future, you show up here at about 5 o'clock, 5:30, and
EST.
It's actually about 5:30
or 8:30 Eastern.
Yeah,
8:30 Eastern.
He's out west, so that's
early
Pacific numbers. Standard Time is 5:30.
I will be adding that into the about part with all the page stuff. You know, I'll get that in there.
Here for all of your East Coast. Here's for where you're going to go. It's 8:30. You probably will start live streaming at 8 o'clock.
8:25.
We'll probably go ahead and fire up right away once we
Once we get this down, it'll probably be around 8:25.
The show will obviously be more structured.
Obviously.
I don't know about.
Well,
it'll be more structured.
We'll do some quotes on the structure. But anyway, so once I get that all settled, you guys will be able to hear us every Thursday at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time or 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. So please tune in and don't forget to, you know, follow and subscribe and all that fun stuff. All right.
Follow us.
Love you guys. Everybody say good night. Good night.
Night. Hopefully we'll see y'all next week.
This podcast is part of the Robots Radio Rocket Club, a program designed to help all podcasts reach their full potential. For information about joining the Robots Radio Rocket Club, check out robotsradio.net.
Have you ever wanted to deep dive into the lore and stories behind all your favorite Marvel movies? Then do we have the show for you. I'm Captain Shenko.
And I'm Psych88. Join us as we dissect the media megalith that is the MCU. We'll talk about the origin stories, the fights, and everything in between.
The MCU Lorecast releases on all major podcasting platforms on Mondays as part of the Robots Radio Rocket Club and can be found on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.